May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio Podcast, A Brief Memory. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So today's brief memory is from Nanao Sakaki. Google him. All right, there's also, check, I've got a lot of stuff on him on Cuke.com. I mean, what a character. He was the godfather of the Japanese hippies. There were two of them. Nanao and another guy who I never met. And there was, when I was living in Japan, there was a big meeting in Hokkaido of all the hippies, and I was invited. And I was dying to go, but, you know, I had classes and things, and it cost a lot of money to go all the way up to Hokkaido, and I didn't do it, and I've always regretted that. That would have been something, you know, and it was such an honor to be invited. But anyway, didn't happen. His best friend in America was Gary Snyder. He was around Zen Center a lot. I remember visiting him once in Taos. He was staying way up in Arroyo Seco. That's 9,000 feet. That's above. Taos is more like 7,000 up there. That's where the Taos Zendo is, in Arroyo Seco, up there. And he was living near Cobuncino's place. Cobuncino was staying in Jonathan Altman's home. And his place, he never got beyond the foundation, I don't think. Anyway, maybe I was walking with Cobuncino when we saw him. But I've seen him a bunch of places in Boulder. And, you know, he would just get around. I never heard of him doing any work. His job was to be Nanao. Well, he was a poet, so his job was to be a poet, but mainly I just saw him being Nanao. When he was around Zen Center, he'd stay in various apartments over near Page Street in the city, and, you know, when he felt his welcome was used up, he'd move to another home. Because, he was a character. He's a poet. There's some books of his poetry. Now, his name is Nanao. One of the books is called Here in Nanao. Oh, but that's a book about him. That's not the name he gave to one of his books of poetry. I think he had something like that. Anyway, you just go to Cuke.com, write Nanao. It'll go to whatever. Just write it on the internet. I got a lot on him. I interviewed him in Japan when I was there in 2003. There's a good page about him on Wikipedia. He said he was the leading personality of the tribe. I have an interesting interview with him on Cuke.com. I'm going to stop now. Just remembering now, I want to start telling stories about him. Here is Nanao's brief memory about Shunyu Suzuki. I think this is when I interviewed him in this barn in the Izu Peninsula, sort of just a little bit west of Tokyo and south is this peninsula. There was snow. There was snow on the ground. And he was living in this barn, and I was living in a barn too. But the barn he was living in was really, it had holes in it you could walk through. And it was cold. And we sat around a fire, and as usual, right, we smoked some pot. And not many people in Japan smoke pot. You really got to be careful. I mean, they'll hang you there. No, they won't hang you, but, you know, it's like the worst thing in the world. And they grew it, too. So it's sort of weak. Anyway, okay. And Nanao was losing his memory. He said he loved it, that it was making his mind clear and empty, and he didn't need to remember anything anyway. And he'd say, "Oh, so happy. Don't have to remember. Can't remember. No need to remember." That's sort of the way he'd talk. And when I'd meet Nanao in America, you know, that was the only time I met him in Japan. I meet him in America. I'd say, "Hey, Nanao, what's happening?" He said, "I've been in Deep Mountain chanting sutra." Really. And he did a lot of mountain climbing with Gary Snyder in America and in Japan. I got to stop. He was quite a while. He walked all over Japan. But, all right, here we go. I have to bite my tongue not to tell you more about Nanao. So, so I asked him, did you meet Suzuki Roshi? And he said, "Yes, I met him two times. Both times were at the Zen Center on Page Street in San Francisco. The first time, Richard Baker took me. He introduced us. I said hi, and he said hi." And I said, "In English?" "Yes. Everyone else was speaking English, and we could do, and hi is not so difficult English." That's my wife. I'm not going to close the window. That's my wife making dinner, chopping vegetables. So I say, "Suzuki Roshi loved to say hi. He said it a lot. I think it always had a little bit of the Japanese hi in it, you know, yes, in Japanese. There was always a lot of hi, yes, and hi, hello, at Zen Center, and they were mixed together and had a sort of positive gambatte, which means like go for it, encouraging sort of feeling." "Yes," he said, and repeated the words a few times, and then, "Hello, we will do it." "So you said hi and then?" "That's all, just hi. It was enough. I could see his great spirit and he could see me. And the second time I met him was when he was dying. Gary Snyder took me and we visited him and we had exactly the same conversation we'd had before. Just hi and hi." And we bowed our heads a little. "So you and Suzuki Roshi had two meetings over the years, and the sum total of what you said to each other in both meetings was four words. Actually, one word four times." "Yes, it was just right. I am so happy to have met him. He was a great teacher for America." And in the background is our dog, Bandita, protecting us from intruders in the background. So isn't that great? Isn't it now great? I have so many profiles of people on Kuke.com. I'm thinking I should just do a book of profiles. Because, like, it could be a great one on Nanao. He told me some really cool things. All right, that's enough. This has been a Kuke Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Puba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonor with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.